Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
We've got our next adult learner in the studio. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? It's Henry, and you've got the most amazing surname, Henry Prince.
That is me.
Welcome to Vectis Radio. This is your very first adult learning session. It's good to meet you.
We've had a good chat outside
in the green room.
Yep.
And you're going to be doing a podcast over the coming weeks. You're going to learn how to podcast. We're going to learn how to do, production. So you're going to write, voice, produce, upload. How does that all sound?
Hello there.
Sounds all right, does it?
Yeah.
So tell me about you. I mean, let's find out a little bit more about you. How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
And how long have you lived on the island?
I lived here nearly a year.
Nearly a year. Do you like the island?
I quite like it here, actually. But it's actually not quite that similar to the mainland, actually.
It's not? Because where are you actually, where would you be living if you weren't here?
I would be kind of like going back to my hometown.
Which is?
Bath.
So Bath. And it's very different to the Isle of Wight, is it?
Yeah, it's basically that Bath has been one of my closest hometowns. And what I really like about it is just the culture of it and everything.
Let's talk about the Isle of Wight then, because you don't want to upset too many people, do you? So there are bits of the Isle of Wight that you really love, and I know you mentioned Osborne House you visited recently, didn't you?
I have a huge fan of history.
And Osborne House?
Yeah.
Inside and outside?
Both of them.
Have you been to the steam railway yet?
Yes, I did.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, I liked it, actually.
Did you go on the steam railway itself? And the train?
I think I would probably would say yes, just because I definitely think that the Isle of Wight steam railway is just kind of like nothing I have experienced of.
Wow, okay. What sort of music do you like?
I would probably would say I have a huge fan of rock music, like my favourite band, The Beatles, which has been my lifelong kind of like favourite music I have been listening to ever since when I was a child.
What's your favourite Beatles track?
Your Mother Should Know.
Your Mother Should Know?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's I would say that it's quite interesting talking to yes, of course it's interesting talking to a 25-year-old that likes the Beatles. But so many people that are young, you know, much younger than myself, are really into what I would say sort of music from yesteryear.
Yeah,
would that be true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other band that you like apart from the Beatles?
I do like modern bands. Continuously with Coldplay, Keen, and just once you name it, I get on with the flow with everything, really.
Again, those bands that you've mentioned are pretty sort of mainstream and kind of similar ilk to, you know, the older bands, so to speak. I mean, I'm just trying to think of all bands that are around today that are, you know, an artist and so on. And I'm thinking you didn't mention any of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is quite interesting. So what are your hobbies? What do you like doing?
Oof, blimey. I think my favourite hobbies will have to be I mostly like getting myself out there in the world by walking every day, which I normally do to lose so much weight and also to live longer as well.
Okay, so you want to live longer, you're going
yes,
to walk and so on. How many steps do you do? Do you keep a tally of steps?
I do a lot. My average is 12,000 to 14,000 steps, more than most people do, actually.
Wow, that is a lot. Mm-hmm. That is a lot. I try and do 10,000 steps a day.
Oh, you do?
And I failed that miserably in the last month or so. I've been sat too much in front of a computer. So I'm failing that. So you're setting the standard there, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you've actually got something built into your watch or your phone that you can keep an eye on steps. Well, you don't go around counting them, don't you?
Well,
one, two, three.
Probably not, actually, but...
You took 10 out there earlier.
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, we're going to find out a little bit more about you over the coming weeks, because you're going to be doing a podcast. What's your first podcast going to be?
I think my first podcast will have to be, like, people getting to know me in person, actually.
Okay, well, you can check out that on the website a little bit later on,
yeah.
Because you voiced a story about yourself. But next week's podcast is going to be, what are you going to do?
I think I'll be be focusing on my later screenplays, probably not the early ones, because that's just going to take a long delay, actually.
Okay. Well, we'll check out your podcast next week, all right? And we're going to chat some more in the next hour of the show.